Now, let's talk about the wave. If you are a wave, unlike the island, you did have more of a sense of relationship and relating than the island. You had at least one parent who did like interacting with you face to face, skin to skin, eye to eye. There was a need for proximity. There was, you know, relatively good contact and holding and kissing and loving and stuff like that. But there is a problem here because one of your caregivers tended to be preoccupied with themselves, preoccupied with their lot, preoccupied with being overwhelmed. You had to take care of at least one of your caregiver's emotional state. That caregiver may have cried a lot, been depressed, maybe irritable, angry, complainy, whiny. And this preoccupation made that caregiver unavailable to you. In fact, sometimes you're wanting to be close because you'd had that experience with that caregiver. You're wanting to be close was rebuffed at times. At times, you went out and played and you looked back at mother or father and he or she was preoccupied, not looking at you, not paying attention to you. You know, the old thing of when you go and jump off a diving board or hit a baseball, it doesn't exist unless your parents see it. You want, you know, see me, watch me, see me do that. Did you see me do that? Well, the problem here is that many times your caregiver does see you and other times not. When you are fussy, that irritated your caregiver, who in a way kind of encouraged that behavior from you, wanted you to be cute and small and needy, but also was annoyed by it. Because after all, this person was also needy and also feeling overwhelmed. And so many times you went to that caregiver and felt rebuffed. Separations for you, Wave, are very difficult. Unlike the island, you don't have the interpersonal stress problem. People are not that difficult in that sense. You would rather be interacting than playing alone. And in fact, you have a hard time shifting from interacting to being alone. Very opposite from the island. Island has a hard time shifting from being alone to interacting. But for you, it's the other way because you feel the loss in the separation. That actually is better in a way than what the island goes through. The good news is you're actually more developed in a way because your concern is not so much about the self, but it is about the relationship, whether the relationship is okay, whether you're okay in the relationship, whether you're going to be left or not. So because you had a parent who was there and sometimes not there, who was frustrated with you, impatient with you, sometimes put you down before you were ready because you were crying or, you know, clingy, that made you kind of mad, especially on reunions. On reunions, generally speaking, when we see babies reunite with secure mothers, they both calm down very quickly. They fold into each other. They work as a team to calm down. But with wave children and wave mothers, we don't see that. We see a kind of an escalation of distress instead of a calming down. It's as if the wave baby is saying, I missed you, and I'm so mad at you now that I see you because you're going to leave me again. And not only that, you're going to get frustrated with me and you're going to put me down, you know, literally put me down on the floor. So you, wave, tend to be like your wave parents. You tend to be preoccupied. You tend to be preoccupied with injustices. You tend to be negativistic. You're allergic to hope. When you hope for something, particularly in love, it triggers an idea that you're not going to get what you want, that you're going to be on the losing end of that stick. And that makes you angry. And then you do negativistic things that push away. You make snarky comments to compliments. You are sarcastic. You may threaten the relationship too much. You may find fault with your partner quite a bit. It's almost as if, you know, you're never really happy. And this then can be very difficult on your partner. You have to take responsibility for some of the things you do that are hostile and angry because you are allergic to hope, because you are afraid of what will happen if you go all in. As a wave, you're highly expressive, very different from the island. Unlike the island, you talk, you like to talk, and you don't mind talking about yourself. Only problem is that your talking sometimes goes on too long or becomes tangential. And this is not necessarily a problem most of the time, but in relationship and when your partner or you are in distress, this can be a big problem because as you talk out loud, as you become tangential in your speech, your partner is sitting there waiting and getting more and more aroused and more upset. That's because you're taking too long. But you think out loud, whereas the island thinks inside. Nothing for the island gets outside without going through a committee first. In fact, the island will commonly say, I'll get back to you on this. I don't know it right now. I have to think about it. You as a wave will talk about it and sometimes say more than you should. Whereas the island relies too much on autoregulation, self-stimulation, self-soothing. You, wave, focus too much on external regulation. When you're upset, you want to be externally regulated. You want to talk. You will move forward on your partner because you can only calm down with the help of your partner. Unlike the island, who has the opposite reaction, calms down by himself or herself, and not by talking, by being alone. You calm down with another person. And that can create a problem sometimes. You'll leave long phone messages. You'll call again and again. You'll keep trying to reach out because you can't calm down without the help of the other person. It's a one-way interaction, though, because you need to be externally regulated by somebody. On the other side of that, you tend to be very good in other relationships because you like to regulate other people's emotional well-being. So, like in the old days, we would think of codependence as focusing on others more than themselves. That's you. You tend to want to be the therapist in the room. You like hearing other people's stories. You like empathizing with other people. You like talking with other people. And again, it's a one-way deal, though, because you feel better when you are externally regulating another person as you did in childhood. The problem comes when there's a demand for it going two ways in a conversation where there's distress. That's where it's a problem for you. For the island, they just want to be alone and not talk. For you, you need to talk or be talked to, but there's, again, a low tolerance for a back and forth, an interactive regulatory process. Your thinking style tends to be inductive. You tend to think about things as you talk in your head, and that's one of the reasons why you can become tangential. So just a different way of speaking. The wave says too much. The island says too little. The wave says more than is necessary. The island says less than is necessary and betrays the idea of saying what is true.